In Tunisia today, a new coalition government was unveiled. The move is meant to quell civil unrest that led to the ouster last week of the country's longtime president. The coalition includes some opposition groups for the first time, but it also retains key members of the ousted regime, and there is no mention of new elections. Officials acknowledge they'll have a tough time persuading Tunisians who want a clean start to give this new government a chance. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in the capital, Tunis, and sent this report.
Tunisian opposition member Ahmed Bouazi acknowledges the coalition is far from perfect, even if it does for the first time include groups like his Progressive Democratic Party. He says about a third of the new government worked for the old regime, including Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi, as well as the foreign, defense, and interior ministers, all longtime allies of the Tunisian president who fled last week. But Bouazi is adamant any regime members who are keeping their jobs are technocrats whose hands are, quote, not dirty. He adds the coalition is temporary, but vital to keeping the country running until elections can be held.
And we will be going around the country to explain to people what's going on, that we keep their demands with us, and we will not participate in any election that does not respond to their demands.
But persuading Tunisians to accept their new government isn't going to be easy. Even before the new coalition government was announced, about 1,000 people gathered in Independence Square in the capital to protest against it. One of the protesters was realtor Mohsen Matthews.
They're trying to keep the same system.
Fellow protester Lutfi Ben Aziza adds he and others here won't let their revolution be co-opted. He says they won't be satisfied until every last vestige of former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali's government is gone.
We are not afraid! We are not afraid!
That's Khalid Hamila, who waved his fist at an army helicopter overhead.
No fear! No more fear! It's the country of freedom! This is a free country.
Still, Hamila believes Tunisians should give the coalition government a chance.
This is my opinion, and I think it's the opinion of so many Tunisians who think that what we need right now is peace.
Hamila believes the coalition has a responsibility, too. He says the new government must waste no time getting the country back on track.
I need to go back to work. I need my students to come back to my classes. I need to see bread everywhere, to see food everywhere. You see, if they are patriots, if they love this country, they should do the same as I'm telling you now.
The protests continued for more than an hour. A crowd of several hundred people gathered to sing the Tunisian national anthem. Later, security forces used water cannons and tear gas and fired shots in the air to disperse the crowd. A curfew is once again in effect across the capital this evening in hopes of keeping looting to a minimum. Najib Chebbi, an opposition member who is part of the new coalition, appeared on Tunisian state television to urge calm and to assure Tunisians that their demands will be heard. The interim coalition has also called for the release of political prisoners. They've also announced the creation of several commissions to investigate corruption as well as abuses during the popular uprising. What was notably absent from all the speeches and press releases was the mention of any elections to establish a permanent government. Under Tunisia's constitution, those elections need to be held in 60 days. But some opposition members say more time is needed to put in place measures to ensure the polls are free and fair. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Tunis.
A word now about a disturbing pattern across North Africa. In Tunisia, those protests began after a street vendor set himself on fire. He was reportedly protesting police harassment. His fruit and vegetable stand had been confiscated by police because he didn't have the right permits. Well, in Egypt, a restaurant owner set himself on fire in front of Parliament today. He survived with light burns after witnesses put out the flames with fire extinguishers. In Mauritania, a man also set himself on fire and died in front of the Parliament building. And in Algeria, there have been multiple reports of similar incidents. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.